Well, playing Dallas, remember that one, Thursday night. And I've told the story before, but we're walking in the for pregame warmups, and Creed was on. And I just happened to be standing next to Nate Weir, my longtime good buddy and trainer for us. And both kind of looked at each other and smiled, said, "This is going to be a good night." Didn't think it would involve me, you know, playing. I think both teams were 10-1 at the time. And I remember being struck by, in the pregame warmups, the severity of the crown on the field. It's a rarity. I don't know if any team has really any type of crown at this point. There's a couple that have little minor ones, but nothing was like that old Dallas Stadium. And Farby got kind of hit on a extended play. And I remember I was like, oh, here we go. I got to, you know, now I'm out to play. And I remember one of the first plays that I was in there, I had long hair at the time, like I do now. And I was trying to wipe the hair out of my face, you know, be able to remember what the call was. And got into a good rhythm, though. I felt good about the, you know, the plays that Mike called for me, and started moving around a little bit, extended plays and scrambling. I said, man, I'm, you know, getting comfortable on this one, and put together a good drive down there. I remember I threw a bad one to Johnny, you know, and he ended up running in. That could have been an easy touchdown. I kind of threw a high one to him, John Kuhn. But that play was just a pin concept that we had, that where Greg's just running up and running a stop route based on where we're at. You know, usually we like to throw that one where it's a catch and a touchdown. But, you know, Greg was a dynamic player for us, and great after the catch. I mean, you look at the highlight tape of him, you know, it's like slant against San Diego, 70 for a touchdown, slant against San Fran, 70 for a touchdown. You know, he had that ability to make guys miss, and he was obviously really fast. So I just kind of threw a ball in rhythm to him. He caught it, kind of stepped to the ball and avoided a guy and got in the end zone. And away we went. That was a good feeling. I was reminiscing, actually, to make this answer even longer, I was reminiscing about being in Baltimore in 2005 and getting a chance to play. And I remember at the time I had this personal strategy if I ever got in. I said my strategy was look for 80, Donald Driver. And I remember the one chance I had to throw a touchdown in that game, we ran hard play action. And the entire week that play was a double read for drive, either take it to the post or take it to the corner, depending on how they're playing. And at that time, it was all too high during the week. So I came off the fake. I'm thinking, I'm going to throw a touchdown to Donald on a little skinny post. And he broke to the corner, and I totally got off him and rolled out through a pick. So when I got in the game in 2007, Greg was emerging at that time to become a big-time player for us. I said, okay, throw it to 80 or throw it to 85. And on this play, I threw it to 85, and he scored for us.